base.
Everybody's wise as you.
That was the Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO, with Mr. Blue Sky.
Do you know what I just realised?
What was that?
ELO sounds like yellow.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
And that's yellow. Right on theme, isn't it? But before we get to theme, let's just tell people who we are.
Hello.
Who are you?
Oh, I am Caitlin Barry Newmark.
Who am I?
You're Robert Newmark Jones.
What show is this?
This is the Bliss of the Abyss, dear listener.
What radio station are people listening
Riverside
to?
Riverside Radio.
Can we do the whole show with just me asking questions?
I can answer like this all night.
So tell people, what is special about today's show?
Oh, dear listener, there is something quite special about the show, particularly for me. So if you've been following our show for some time, or listening to me now, you might recognize that I sound very American, because I am American.
You are indeed.
I've been living in the UK for quite some time, going through the visa process and whatnot, and yesterday I had my British citizenship ceremony, so I'm already nervous about it.
Yep.
My citizenship ceremony.
That's right, at Lambeth Town Hall.
Yeah.
It was a formal occasion.
It absolutely
Some people
was.
Took that memo a bit more seriously than others.
The Lambeth mayor came,
the
and
Lambeth
there was a
mayor
scepter.
Was there.
It was a scepter. I mean, it was the most British thing I've ever attended in my life. It was very serious, except no one had wigs because it wasn't court.
No, well, yeah, you weren't in court
yet. It was town hall, yeah. And it was phenomenal.
It was, wasn't it? It was a very special, interesting occasion.
Yeah, so...
You signed a book.
I signed a book.
They took photos.
I have...
You met the mayor.
A naturalisation certificate.
You've got a certificate.
I am now a British citizen, everybody.
You're a British citizen.
Do not bang on the desk.
It's a special occasion.
Yeah, agreed. So the theme for tonight is... All UK songs.
We're going to pick
classics.
All artists from the UK in celebration of this monumental occasion. And we're going to chat as we usually do, play tunes, and we're going to go more into the story of what the day was like and what happened, and generally celebrate. And on that theme, one of the best bands of all time, let alone Britain, the Beatles. Get back.
The Bliss of the Abyss
on Riverside Radio.
Love
mommy's waiting for you. Wearing a high heel shoe and a low neck sweater. Get back home, Loretta.
Get back. That was Get Back by the Beatles. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in to The Bliss of the Abyss at Riverside Radio. If you haven't heard, I'm Caitlin Barry Newmark. I'm joined by Robert Newmark Jones.
Hello, 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 hello.
It is 9:14 p.m.
Yes.
Do you know where your children are? Because if you don't, go find them.
Go find them.
Also, I hope they're asleep. Unlike me, I'm awake for the next hour. So tune in with us. You have us until 10 p.m.
We're here for you.
We are here. And tonight's theme, yesterday I've gotten my British citizenship as an American. So it's great. So we are talking all things UK, all things British, and we are playing all British artists tonight. One topic that I am very sore about that I would like to talk about.
Here we go. Let's get it off your chest.
All right. So dear listener, you're tuning into Riverside Radio, which is in Battersea, but we live in Brixton. So we're all South London based. And
that's right.
Our M&S is closing. And I have some news about M&S. I'd like to give you some history, dear listener, about the Marks and Spencers. It's a very historical building and a very important place, not just because it has delicious products purchased and whatnot, but so the M&S is closing. Firstly, it will reopen.
Temporarily.
It's only temporarily. Yes. It's going to reopen in about 6 months' time in the autumn. Which is, of course,
a long time to wait.
Our chagrin, because we would love spring and summer at M&S. But basically, they're closing to take away the clothing area and to make it a food hall, like a full-on food hall. But I wanted to give some history about why M&S is so important in Brixton. So obviously, the first one actually was opened in Leeds.
First ever M&S.
Yeah, and that was in 1884. So it's been around for some time. But the first ever one in London was Brixton. So when we heard at first that they were closing, they are going to reopen, thank God. I was also sad because I was like, I hope that it's, you know, that they are reopening, which they are, because it's a monumental building and it's quite cool. Apparently, it was London's first ever Marks and Spencer store, opening as the original Penny Bazaar in 1903 at Arch 574 on Brixton Station Road. And then they moved to the building in which they're at today, and they had some construction on that building, and the building now looks very beautiful, and now they are gearing up to create a food hall. So
So it's a bit bittersweet for us middle class folks.
we have some beautiful French ham I want to buy.
Exactly. So it's a short term loss and a long term gain, as has been pointed out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, dear listener, you know that we have Watermelon Wednesdays. Most of the watermelon are finger shaped, coming from M&S. So we're going to have to change up that routine slightly. We do still have watermelon every Wednesday, but it might have to come into the watermelon form, as in, you know.
Well, we've got one at home, so we're ready.
Watermelon.
We're ready to transition, aren't we? We're subtly getting ready.
You know, it does make my heart feel a little cold.
I know. Me too. Let's see if we can warm it up with this.
Thank you. just passing through.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No, 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 no. And this is what I should have said. Touchdown brings me round again. Well, I thought it thought I kept it. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah, it was Elton John and Dua Lipa, or Dua Lupalu, as she's affectionately known, with the PNAU remix of Cold Heart. Two great British legends.
Oh, my God. I love both of them. I love this song. Yep. We were just talking about there was a period in time when this first came out that we must have listened to it 100 times in a row.
I think easily. It was like kind of the only song we listened to for a minute.
We were going through a time, and it just was the only thing that could keep us going. And
if we were feeling low, it would just lift our spirits. You can dance to it. You can sing along.
I think I would
along.
Say that for most of Dua Lipa songs. Like
she's good like that, isn't she?
And obviously Elton John is a legend and his too. But for Dua Lipa, for whatever reason, she just has that great disco, like...
The groove.
Vibe going it's on. She the, got groove. The groove, man.
She's got the groove. That's why we call her Dua Lupalu. Hey. And of course, she is... British, as indeed are you.
Yeah.
As of yesterday.
I cannot believe
yesterday you gained a nationality.
Oh, dear listener.
Isn't that such a thing?
It's time. I can't, it hasn't even fully hit
me. No, of course not. Yeah.
Because, like, what does it even mean?
I know. And you don't have your document yet, of course. I mean, you've got the printout, but you don't have your passport.
Yeah.
That will really.
Yeah. But it's. If you are going through the visa process, you know, it's worth
all of our
You'll
support
get,
for you.
All of your support, all of our thoughts with you. And when you finally get there, it's so worth
such
it. And it's such a nice ceremony.
And the ceremony was very nice, I have to say.
And
that.
It really does. It means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely speech.
But weirdly, it didn't mean that much to some of them.
Or at least it didn't seem to.
Like or at least people, it didn't seem to.
But for other people, it was like...
Who was your favourite person? I can tell you mine first. My favourite person getting citizenship. So there were about 32 people, if memory serves.
I think so, yeah.
In the ceremony. One was this... quite elderly Caribbean dude with like a white beard who was called like Winston, I think, something
a cool name
like that. And he had a walking stick and he was in like an Adidas tracksuit.
He looked great.
He looked amazing. But when he came up to get his certificate and handshake from the mayor, he came up with a walking stick and hung it on the mayor's scepter.
The scepter was on the podium and like...
And the mayor was like, just gobsmacked. He was like, but no one.
But then everyone smiled.
Everyone
just—it was fine.
Just, it was fine. But like, clearly, it was like never happened before. Wasn't meant to be done.
It's fine.
He was one of my favorites. Yeah. What about yours?
My favorite was the unexpected one because I didn't see them actually waiting, so I don't know how they made it into the town hall. But. They called everyone's name. You go up, and you get to have a nice handshake, and it was great.
Yeah.
There was like. A 7-year-old.
I know, the little kid who was with her dad.
And then so they both were getting their citizenship and she walked up and we were all like, oh my God.
And then her
and her dad got to both have their citizenship at the same time and then they got to take a picture. That was my favorite. And
that was really
I couldn't
nice.
Help it because when they went back to sit down, I clapped again and the whole room clapped. It was just wonderful. It was really powerful as well.
There was a lot of emotion in the air, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the thing. A lot of people, you'd be like, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world and it's quite a journey and all these people have been through that journey in some way or another, you know?
Yeah, and then you're making an oath and it's all very intense and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely cried that day.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, anyway, dear listener, thank you for
tangible.
Listening to us and to hearing my journey about this. But the theme of tonight is just celebrating being British.
That's right.
I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to have also been a co-host here and continue doing that too. So it's just two things all at once.
Yeah.
And it's a nice thing to be able
to do. It is a nice thing. Should we have another British band?
Yeah, let's do Dancing Star by Pet Shop Boys.
Perfect.
Riverside Radio,
Oh, Alfie. Blue skies, blue sea. It's a long way from Siberia. How did you get here?
Jump the barrier at Orly Airport. Clip a little call asylum there. Took all the KGB boys by surprise. I think they thought that you would never dare.
That was Dancing Star by the Pet Shop Boys. Thank you for tuning in to The Bliss of the Abyss Riverside Radio.
Yeah, boy. And that is about ballerino Rudolf Nureyev. Ballerino, not ballerina. Thank you.
Or ballet dancer, both.
Well, right? Fine.
Yes, but we were talking. To. I was asking, is it ballerino?
It is indeed.
And yes, he defected from the Soviet Union, became a global star. So that's what that song's about. And it's going to be on their upcoming album, which is called Nonetheless.
And that's out on the 26th of April. And from one extreme to another, another great British band, your first ever
concert.
Yeah. One of your favourite bands of all time.
Of all time, baby.
Baby, indeed. This is for you, wannabe.
The Bliss of the Abyss.
On Riverside Radio.
Love in Southwest London.
Riverside.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past.
If you wanna
don't go wasting my precious time.
Get
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V. You doesn't come for free, she's the real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wine, it's all around. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
Riverside Breakfast with me, Jason Rosen, and Battersea Power Station is here on Riverside Radio every weekday morning from 7 till 10 a.m. You're going to get all the latest local news, weather, traffic and travel, plus some superb music to start your day.
Star, that's what they call you.
Join in by choosing the Switch On song and guess where one of our presenters is hiding? Somewhere in Southwest London. Riverside Breakfast with me, Jason Rosen, and Battersea Power Station. Weekdays from 7 on Riverside Radio.
Love in Southwest London. Riverside.
Looking to explore your fitness journey and create a healthier lifestyle? We're here to help. The Wellbeing First programme is a new health and wellbeing initiative created to increase physical activity for new mums, adults and young people across Wandsworth's housing estates. We currently have free sessions running on the Doddington and Rollo and Henry Prince Estate. Sessions are free and easily accessible. There's Mums Get Fit classes, adult yoga, adult HIIT, youth Muay Thai and many more sessions delivered weekly and at all times during the day. Email wellbeingfirst@enable.com to find out more. Enable for happier, healthier communities.
Dressed in their summer clothes. It's here now.
Oh, that's right, it is here right now, and that was Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Now, here's another thing you might not know about us, dear listener. Firstly, you are tuning into the Bliss of the Abyss.
Yeah, they are.
Secondly, my name is Caitlin Barry Newmark, and your name is Robert Newmark Jones.
It's true.
And we are at Riverside Radio.
That's also
true. These are
true.
All facts that
all
you
just facts.
Will just continue to learn
just
as we go through the
facts.
Show.
That's what the show's about. It's facts.
But here's another fact.
Go on.
I love Red Doors.
That's true.
And so when I didn't actually know this Paint It Black song by the Rolling Stones. You showed it to me like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And every time I listen to the lyrics, and I love them, in my head I go, I see a red door and I want to keep it red.
Yeah, we do have a red door, in fact.
I know.
You would never paint it black, would you?
I would never paint it black. I'd paint it red, which is exactly what we did.
That's what we did.
You know what else I'd like to do?
What?
Another fact?
Go on, fact drop.
I'd like to say hello to Kaya.
Hello, Kaya.
Yeah, for Kaya, for listening in.
Good evening, Kaya.
You are one of my favourite British residents.
Yes. She's a citizen as well, right?
Yes, and I was meaning to say Brixton, but also British.
Yeah.
There we go.
I had a ceremony too. Ceremonies up and down
all
the wazoo.
Right. And dear listener, here's what we're talking about.
Here's
right
what
now.
We're talking about
right.
today.
Today we are not talking about New York.
No.
We're talking about British UK.
Being British. I'm British.
Oh, I'm British.
Can't you tell from my accent?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yes, well, that's okay.
I'm not that sorry.
No, there's nothing to be sorry for.
Oh, my God. Okay, so when we were looking up the theme for tonight,
yeah.
which was all brilliant British artists,
mm-hmm.
the list is so dang long.
Long as your arm.
Oh, my God. We had so many artists to choose from, such as the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and now...
We had too many, really.
Yeah, now it's going to have to be The Who.
Should we do it?
Wizard. Let's go.
Let's go. The classic Pinball Wizard there from The Who. I have a wholesome meme for you,
okay,
Caitlin. Riverside Radio time, 9:41. Adam Cook writes, my professor handed back our 3-page film essays. To my surprise, I got a C. After class, I asked her, why? You were supposed to write about the movie The Emperor of Time, the professor said. But you wrote it on The Emperor's New Groove. But it was kind of good, so I didn't fail you. So that's how I'm doing.
Oh, The Emperor's New Groove is so good.
A great, great movie. But I can't imagine it studied that often in film class.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think you really would want to be a llama, though, unless you really like spitting.
Llama face.
Llama face.
No, I wouldn't like to be a llama. But if I was turned into an animal, gibbon. I mean, you already know that.
Okay, dear listener, we also recently went to the London Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. And they had gibbons. And every time we've seen gibbons, they like to chill. They come and sit right by you.
They love chilling.
Yeah, they love chilling.
I love chilling.
That's really all I have to say about
that.
What
else did we see? What else was kind of extraordinary?
Tigers.
The tigers were extraordinary.
The otters. So we saw otters and they were very chatty. And we figured, we're like, wow, and they sound like squeak toys. I swear to God. Some animals just don't look real.
The giraffes were nice.
Yeah, the giraffes are always nice. We like to go, here's a fun fact. You can bring a picnic. To the London Zoo.
Really nice.
And there are benches all along where the giraffes are. I mean, they're all over the park and there are actual picnic benches as well.
But it's nice to
have a sandwich,
picnic with the giraffes.
And eat with the giraffes.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things. And that's why we did that recently, because we're celebrating all the things that I like doing.
Yeah.
Being a British citizen and some of the very close things to my heart, especially coming in as a tourist, seeing London in a different eye. So.
Was that a pun intended there?
No.
London, but I'm going with it.
I enjoyed that too. That's actually quite a phenomenal experience as well.
Yes, it's true. It is a feat of engineering built perhaps by someone who you would describe as a scientist.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Riverside Radio.
was Coldplay with The Scientist. The time is 9:48, almost 49. It's Riverside Radio. I'm Robert, that's Caitlin.
Hello.
We're the Bliss of the Abyss.
Yes, we are.
We're also a podcast. If you like podcasts, look up The Bliss of the Abyss. It's a podcast, and you can podcast your way to the podcast.
How many more times can he say a podcast?
This is pushing it a bit, I suppose.
I suppose
it was. But what are we talking about? We're talking about all things British this evening in celebration of Caitlin gaining citizenship.
Wow. So
she's now British.
Two British things. Coldplay will be headlining Glastonbury.
They will indeed.
And Glastonbury will have a resale of tickets.
That's very soon. Good luck, everybody. It's going to be very difficult.
We are going to be the people
ready.
Who will also be trying to get those tickets. But good luck to anybody who tries.
Yep. I think it's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And also Dua Lipa as well.
Dialupaloo, indeed.
Exactly, indeed.
Now,
so, yes.
Go on.
It would be quite fun.
Yes.
Over the years, I have mispronounced by accident some things
yes.
in the UK.
Yes.
And I will give you some examples of things that I have mispronounced, and we've kept it that way because I just...
get more fun out of it that way. I've got one in my head.
Okay.
You go first, though. It's your thing.
Eccles cake.
Oh, damn. I should have gone first. That was the one I was thinking of. Darn it. Exactly, the Eccles cake. Not really something you've ever eaten either.
I've never
to be
had
honest.
It. And every time I see it, I'm like, Eccles!
Eccles.
Another one is quince, but I call it quince.
Quince.
It's 15 in Spanish, and that was the way I was used to seeing that word be spelt.
Quince jelly. Quince. Yeah,
delicious.
Delicious, indeed.
Oh, there was a town name that I like completely butchered, but I can't remember what that one was.
It
would be like the equivalent of saying like,
Edinburgh,
or
it was like it was a more
or Worcestershire.
It was like a more complicated Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I always got Worcester right, actually.
Yes,
and I'm quite good at this point of being able to navigate ridiculously long British.
Yeah.
I think.
What would you say is your advice to people who struggle with them?
Go for it.
You might get
an Eccles cake of your own.
Absolutely. This is the police.
Riverside Radio.
Those days are over.
of the Abyss
on Riverside Radio.
Love in Southwest London.
Riverside.
Yes, that was Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in with us for this last hour. We have loved having you. This is the Bliss of the Abyss at Riverside Radio. Please stay tuned because we have Riverside Lates with Pablo.
Ciao, and Pablo!
So please stick around. You'll have some great tunes after that. But thank you so, so much, dear listener. Let's go on to Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Smiths, because I got what I want, my citizenship. Love you. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Good times for a change. See, the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would. be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
On DAB, online,
and on your smart speaker, this is Riverside Radio.
Children have been let down by a lack of research and remarkably...